Thanks, Dane. And getting into the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
Good morning. We're looking good in the Springbok camp. The Bokke are preparing to face Romania this week. It'll be the first time that they've faced the team from Eastern Europe at a Rugby World Cup since 1995 here in South Africa. In what was the Bokke's only previous game against Romania, they won 21-8 en route to winning the Rugby World Cup for the first time. It's expected that a different looking team will be picked for this game in Bordeaux, and one player that will definitely not be playing is Lock Eben Etzebeth. The enforcer left the field in the 26th minute of the 18-3 win over Scotland with a shoulder injury. The director of rugby, Rossi Erasmus, said that while they still wait for the scans, Etzebeth will be out for up to 10 days.
The standard answer is we'll wait for the scans. At this stage, it looks like a 7 to 10 day injury like Jean Klein were and like Kanan were. So there is some time to manage him, but the scans will give us a definite one. We might find out it's much more serious, but at this stage it looks like a 10-day injury.
Should all go well for Etzebeth, he could be back for the crucial Pool B game. That's against the top-ranked Ireland. That match takes place at the Stade de France on the 23rd of this month. Meanwhile, the Scottish camp are still licking their wounds after the defeat to the defending champions in Marseille on Sunday. Scotland, who are at the World Cup with their best team to date, are in a different spot in the pool as they also still have to face Ireland. And they don't, of course, have the luxury of losing that game next month. The Scottish fly half, Finn Russell, who wasn't allowed to play his natural game by the Springboks, said it's important to take the defeat on the chin and focus on their next games.
Potentially going to be the situation that we're in after the first game. Ideally it wouldn't have been, but now we're in this situation. We just need to pick ourselves back up, we need to get going. We've got Tonga, then Romania, so we need to go into these games as best prepared as we can and looking to, you know, to play as best we can. Tonight we had sort of a 10-minute period that we let South Africa get two tries, so probably having a chat between us, the players, and how we can get better after that second half and coming out firing.
Scotland have a second round bye, and then they'll only be in action again on the 24th of this month. That's against Tonga in Nice. Meanwhile, the first round of matches at the World Cup had permutations with regards to rankings. Ireland remained at the summit, but only by the skin of their teeth. The Springboks needed to beat Scotland by just one more point in order to regain the top spot. The Irish hold a slender 0.15 point lead at the top, whilst England, Australia and Wales all climb two places. John Walland, OFM Sport.
Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Remember, you can listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on ofm.co.za.